who bind up our wounds, who mend our broken hearts. Thank you. We believe that our brother is with you, for you are the one who holds resurrection power. Comfort us, O God, for we have lost a great one. Thank you for giving him to us. And see and receive even our lament and grief at this time. In Jesus' name, we pray. And let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. We have been on a stewardship journey. We have been going through what it means to offer prayers, presents, gifts, witness, and service. And for those who may be tired, it is the last week. So amen. It is the last week of the stewardship journey. We started off with Luke chapter 16, talking about what it means to be a shrewd steward. The fact that we cannot serve God in mammon. We cannot serve God in wealth, but that word there, mammon, actually means who do you trust? Who do you trust? Then we looked at John 4, a familiar passage in scripture, and we see Jesus meet a Samaritan woman at the well. This divine appointment, God is with us. Jehovah Shammah, presence. God offers presence even to those so-called enemies. I constantly say this, so I still want to engage this conversation. Did Jesus ever get his water? Did he ever get the drink of water that he was sitting there exhausted at this well in Samaria, wanting and requiring? But what we do know is he got a powerful witness. He received one who went back into her city and said, come meet a man who told me all the things. Could he be the Messiah? Is this the Messiah? We looked at Luke 17, where we see that we are servants, and the language there is slaves, doulas. We are to assist God in birthing God's purposes into the world. 2 Corinthians 9, Paul tells us, this is the point. Just starts off just like that. This is the point. If you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. Generosity, because God loves a cheerful giver. We serve a generous God, and we are expected to be generous too. Last week, our brother Keith Daniel preached from Jeremiah 29, praying for the welfare of the city that you reside in. How do we, as children of God, interact with our broader community? How do we care for Durham? What is it that God wants us to do? How are we to be in service to the place in which we find ourselves? Today, the Lord has said to look at a familiar portion of Scripture. Mark chapter 6, starting at verse 31, hear these words of the Lord. He said to them, come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while. For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. When it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, this is a deserted place, and the hour is now very late. Send them away so that they may go into the surrounding country and villages and buy something for themselves to eat. But he answered them, you give them something to eat. They said to him, are we to go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat? And he said to them, how many loaves have you? how many loaves have you? Go and see. When they had found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. Then he ordered them to get all the people to sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of 100, of hundreds and of 50s. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. And he divided the 2 fish among them all. And all ate and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces and of the fish. Those who had eaten the loaves numbered 5,000 men. And we never forget, that was 5,000 men. We didn't count the women and the children. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. This is a familiar portion of Scripture, the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. Miracles are those things which are signs. They are to point us to something, point us to God. God is in the midst. Something miraculous, something supernatural has happened. In Mark's gospel, right before this, we see the death of a beloved brother. John the Baptist has been put to death by Herod. The king, who should have been a certain type of shepherd to his people, has actually killed the people's prophet. They are tired, the disciples, and they want and need to get away. We can all relate. We went through our own Sabbath very recently. Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while. Even here in Mark's gospel, this gospel of immediacy, the gospel of Jesus on the move, doing things, acting, being a doula, even here we see God says, you're going to need to rest sometimes. You're going to need to get away and rest a little while. The disciples are with the crowd, and they are all eager to be in the presence of Jesus, the one who teaches, the one who ministers, the one who does miracles, the one who sets folks free. They have been there for a long, long time, and they're hungry. Practically, they're hungry. So practically, the disciples say, send them away, so that they can go and get something to eat. Send them away so they can buy food. Economics, buy food. A conundrum. All of these people need to go now to get something to eat. Martin Copenhaver, in his book, Jesus is the Question, points out that although we know Jesus is the answer to salvation, to our every need, Jesus actually asks a lot of questions. If you go back through the Gospels, he's always asking questions. A good teacher, a good rabbi asks questions. These are what get us to thinking. Jesus asked them this question. How many loaves have you? How much bread do you have? Take it literally, spiritually, figuratively, take it all the ways, but ask yourself this. How much bread do you have? How many loaves have you? It was our sister Sarah who said that a lot of times we as kingdom kids, we operate out of the world's model of scarcity. There's never enough. But that's not what it means to be a child of God. To be a child of God is to know the one who owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. All the gold and silver belongs to our God. We always have enough. There is always enough in the kingdom of God. We operate not like the world, but out of abundance overflow, generosity. How many loaves do you have? Go and see. Go and see. Take inventory of your gifts. Take inventory of what you have in your hands. The things that you think can't be used by God can be used by God. Even your grief, your lament, your scars, your hurt, that relationship that didn't go the way you thought, even your bankruptcy, your bills needing to be paid. What do you have in your hand that can be used by God, the one who has all power in his hands, who transforms death into life? What do you have? Go and see. They had 5 loaves and 2 fish. And we know this miracle. I've seen it on the VeggieTales. I've seen it on all of the, we know this miracle. There was a little, and now we have a lot. Praise God. When you start to go back through and I looked at all the commentaries, they said perhaps the miracle was that there were 5 loaves and there were 2 fish, and God multiplied them. This harkens back to Moses and the children of Israel in the wilderness and manna coming down from heaven, right? All of the things. God just constantly, miraculously provides for God's people. That's what God does. But they said, what if in this Jesus show, in this miraculous show of Jesus' power and authority over something like 5 loaves and some fish, and we know God can do a lot with our little, amen? What if the real miracle was that they had these 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and then everybody had brought a little something? I know as a mother, I always have a granola bar in my pocketbook. Some of you do too. Some have water. We have little bits of something in our pockets. And what the miracle may have been was that when they saw the generosity of the disciples saying, well, this is what we have, we'll give it and we'll give it to the people, everybody started to pull out their granola bars, as it were. They might have had little fragments of something, and they all said, let us now, moved by the Holy Spirit, moved by this sign of generosity, given, so that when it came down to it, the little that we started with was more than enough. Perhaps the miracle wasn't just in the Jesus show. It was in Jesus showing up and working in and through the people. What if the miracle was them pulling out of their little to add to the whole and making sure that every need was supplied? However you look at it, it was a miracle. However we shake it, God showed up and God showed out. And we are still talking about this miracle to this day. How God takes a little and makes more than enough. This generous God, that's what this miracle pointed to, the generosity of God. As I was going back through the scripture, a little throwaway that sometimes we don't look at was the fragments that were collected. 12 baskets full of broken pieces, leftovers. It's funny, I really don't like leftovers. Me and Mark have a problem with eating leftovers, but if you ever ate leftovers, the seasoning gets into it. Usually tastes really good. The leftover pieces, the broken fragments, the stuff that others might throw away, God saw and made sure that in Mark's gospel, we reflect that God was concerned with even collecting the broken pieces. Don't miss this. God is concerned with our broken pieces. God is concerned with collecting everything that folks said was to be destroyed, to be thrown away. God is willing to collect it, and it means something to God. your lament, your grief, your pain, your tears. God collects these. Us. Aren't we broken? Aren't we God's broken pieces that God would not let stay thrown away? No, he had to come back for us, collecting us to himself. We too are God's broken pieces. God never wastes anything. All things, even our broken pieces, are working together for our good. The miracle here is that a generous God took even us, blessed us, allowed our brokenness not to deter, but God uses that too. And this good God has given us back to the world. How many loaves have you? How many loaves have you? How much bread do you have? Go and see. Amen. Amen. Amen.